This is the Three Rivers Marine Tech Line, presented by Daiwa. Feel alive.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Line, and welcome to the Three Rivers Marine Tech Line. Every week, we're going to break down a specific technique, and I tell you what. Very seldom is a technique just named after a lure, but they call it hot shotting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the concept of backing a plug down a stream, okay? And you can do it from the bank, but in its highest form, it starts in a drift boat.
And it's somewhat of a lost art.
It really
is.
You
know, with we get everybody side drifting and pitching this and pitching that and fishing on the move now.
Yep.
That stopping and slowing down and back trolling plugs, that you don't see many of the young guys doing it. Now, we had Joseph Princeton on last week.
Mm-hmm.
He's back trolling a lot of plugs, and he's really getting into it. And the nice thing about back trolling plugs, it is the most deadly technique ever invented for catching monster steelhead, trophy steelhead, inhale these things.
Yeah.
Because they're extremely territorial, and they do not want that plug in their wheel. That thing gets in there wiggling around, and that's why I like to use rattles with these things. I mean, 95% of the time in the winter, I don't care what the water conditions are, I've got a rattle in my plug because it just absolutely pisses them off. And if you've ever seen a takedown on a plug from a big steelhead,
There's no doubt.
You're spilling your coffee. Nelson was with me last year. He had another plug in his hand. He threw it overboard.
Yeah.
Grab the rod. It is fun.
It didn't go clear overboard.
Yeah,
did it?
It did. It went clear overboard.
And it wasn't tied to anything.
Yeah. All right, no.
So let's start from the rod the way out to the plug. So you want a rod. You know, I fish all Lamaglass rods. There's three main rods you can use. The Hotshot Composite is the one that I use. It's a short rod. You want a rod with a fast tip and a lot of backbone.
Yeah.
You have to have a fast tip on there to let the plug run. But when they hit that thing, you want it to come tight like that and have some backbone in there to set the hook.
Exactly.
The 801 and the 802 are the other rods to look at.
Mm-hmm.
801's a light rod. It's 8 to 15, and the 802 is a 10 to 20. And all three of these rods have a really fast action.
Then
you put a line counter reel on there. Nowadays, we've got line counters. You don't have to put a knot in your line.
Or a color stretch of it.
Count passes on the reel. I mean, I guided
all
for
that
years.
Stuff, yeah.
And you'd have two customers in the front of the boat, and you'd tell them, okay, five passes.
Yep.
And you'd watch them.
Yeah.
And the one guy's looking at his buddy going, oh, screw you, Jack. I'm putting mine seven.
Long liners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm getting out there first.
Yeah. And the deal is you want those plugs all pretty much right next to each other.
You're building the wall.
So line counter reels, you know, Daiwa's got the Saltus 20 now, which is a great reel.
Sweet reel. And the drags on those things are incredible.
Nice.
Before we get away from reels, though, let's talk about how you set up your drag. While you're plugging.
Let's talk about reels really quick, though. The Saltus 20 you can use. The nice thing about that reel, you know, let's look at the economy. It's not real great right now. If you go out and buy a reel, you want to do a lot of different things with it.
You can mooch,
jig.
Yep.
You can use
that troll.
Thing on the Columbia.
Sure.
You can troll. You can do anything with it. So that's a good reel. Also, the C-Line 17 is another nice little line counter reel. Now, do you put braid on there or do you go with mono? I mean, that's when I'm talking to all my back trolling buddies, my plug pulling buddies, there's kind of a little argument erupts.
There is.
In regards to line.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm a big fan of braid.
Me too.
I run 30-pound Power Pro and I put a bumper on the end of 20-pound Maxima.
Mono, yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you got to run a double uninot there. I'll put about 5 feet on the end of that with 20-pound. If you use anything less than that, that line cuts right through the mono.
Yeah.
You get a takedown. Pops it instantly.
If you don't use a swivel. And the nice thing, like you mentioned, not using a swivel is you can get that up into the rod a little further. If you got a five or six foot shot on the end of there tied to a swivel, you're kind of maxed with a long distance from rod tip to get that fish in a net. So, yeah.
I think you got a little less line drag with that double unit knot than you do with a swivel.
Sure.
You do.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then the other question is, okay, now, with braid, it creates some drag. Braid has drag. Okay.
Not as much as mono.
But it does.
It does.
And it floats naturally too. So a lot of guys are like, yeah, I don't want to do that. And the other thing, you know, guys, like you talked to Bob Toman, they like to steelhead to have a big cushion.
Mm-hmm.
So you got mono line on there. It's like a rubber band. They take that plug and they get a chance to turn sideways with it. So if you are going to run braid, back that drag off a little bit and give them a chance to turn with it. Now, Daiwa's making that new Samurai braid, and when I talked to Ken Alger at Three Rivers Marine yesterday about that, he really likes it. It's got a smooth finish on it, so the water flows over it nicely. It sinks. Okay, so it,
that's the line we ran at Buoy 10. We spooled those Daiwa line counters with that Samurai braid and had absolutely no issues with it.
No issues. Normally, and that's good. A couple good points to think about is the fact that it sinks, first of all, if you're going to run it on a diver or a plug. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it it's it cuts through the water so much better, so your resistance is far less, and you know good reasons to think about going to that type of line.
A lot less resistance underwater. Sure. You're going to get a good dive out of that.
Okay,
but you got to bump it up a little bit. You can't run your you got to run 40 to 55 pound test with that stuff.
Because it's so thin.
Yeah, because it's got such a thin diameter.
Okay, now we got a rod, reel, and line. Now
let's go to the plugs. Is the Hotshot the best plug ever invented
for steelhead?
It's got to be.
It is just
the Hotshot 35, hands down.
Mm-hmm.
If there's just one plug you could have, it would be a Hotshot 35.
Yep.
Okay, and there's so many different colors. Where do you start? You know, I mean, clear water, you know, you can go green pirate, blue pirate, you can go silver.
Yep.
One of the tricks with any of these plugs, you want to take a felt pen or a paintbrush or something and paint the bill black.
Yep.
Okay, I don't know why that helps, but it sure does. I mean, we're talking like 2 or 3 to 1. Over a plug that isn't painted.
I think the top two probably go to in most guys' plug boxes. If you were to go look in everybody's drift boats and sleds, they probably got the blue and green pirates in there as their one and
the
two go to.
Blue pirate.
Best all around plug. Now, in the winter, these fish, when they come in, they're mature, right? They generally like brighter colors. You know, the Dr. Death's and the Bloody Mary, which is a flame orange.
That flame orange, you do not want to discount that.
No, and those two colors do really well in the winter. I like the Dr. Death. And Dr. Death used to be a secret.
Yeah.
You know, that was like a closely guarded deal. And then all these, you know, everybody, Tad Pauly and Hotshot started producing them, you know, off their manufacturing line. So now everybody's using them. But that plug really works well above 41, 42 degrees in the springtime. You get that water temperature up a little bit, put a Dr. Death out there, and you're going to get hammered.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay, so now we're set up. We got the right plug, got the right rod, right reel. Let's talk about setting up the boat and how fast you're moving those plugs down and what you're trying to create down on the bottom.
I'm backing them down about a quarter to a third the speed of the current.
There you go.
Okay, now you put them in the run. You don't want to be sweeping back and forth. I get in the slot, and I go straight down the slot, just slowly back trolling them down. And anywhere there's a likely holding spot along the way. There's a root wad or a rock
big time.
Or some kind of structure. I slow down and I dig those plugs right in there because I know there's going to be a steelhead hanging out, you know, pretty close to there. And sure enough, you get down by a root wad or even underneath a log jam.
Yeah.
And Nelson, I back troll plugs.
Oh, I know.
And boy, get those things right up in the lumber.
Do not be afraid to stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop.
Absolutely stop and dig those plugs in. Yeah. And of course, there's a lot of folks out there that are bank fishing. You know, they might not have a boat, and they're going, what the heck good does this do me? You can run a side pointer.
You can.
Not nearly as effective. But, boy, if you're in a drift boat or a jet boat, this can be a great way to go.
Now, and at the top of this segment, kind of mentioned, you know, it's kind of a lost art, and that is, you know, it takes time to develop that technique to back that. You can run a run straight down, no big deal. But when you're talking about sweeping them things in around structure and knowing exactly where those plugs are in reference to where your boat position is and how to get them plugs to sweep in along that wood and those root wads and things, that takes a little time. But once you get that down, that's where you're going to find them big fish.
And the reason you need a quality rod like a Lamaglass is that's the only indication you have that what the plugs are doing is reading your rod tip.
Absolutely.
It tells you how deep that's digging by the bend of the rod, tells you the frequency, and sometimes when they bite them, they'll just blow them up. Other times, that rod tip will stop.
Oh, yeah. It just stops. And it's slow. And what's happening when they do that, they come up behind it, and they just open their mouth and they grab it and they just fall back.
Yeah.
So they're facing you.
Oh yeah,
with that plug in their mouth. If you set the hook, it's just going to come right out of their mouth.
You just gotta wait, man. Just wait on it.
And Rob was a good one for setting the hook with the oars.
Oh yeah, I give it a little strokes upstream and try to get them to turn with it. But more often than not, they're just going to absolutely annihilate that
just
thing.
Blow it up.
A lot of fun. Great way to go. And the nice thing about nowadays, nobody's doing it.
Yeah.
I would love to go out there, and in fact, I do in the wintertime. Just bring the plug rods, nothing else.
Yeah.
Just go fishing. Go fishing for a trophy fish.